Mä oon Maaria, hei. Hei,
terve.
Huomenta. Yeah, my name is Maaria, I'm from the Language Center, and Mikko is also from the Language Center, and we would like to welcome you to Jyväskylä. Tervetuloa Jyväskylään. Today I'm going to say a couple of words about communication culture and then also the university language policy, and then I'll inform you about the language courses that we offer. I heard that many of you have just arrived to Jyväskylä and some have been here for a longer time. When you come to a new place, it can be a new organization or new culture or new country, you might experience some kind of culture shock. And it starts in the way that you feel that everything is exciting and interesting and fascinating in the new place. It's called the honeymoon stage. Maybe, hopefully, some of you are still experiencing the honeymoon. And then later you might feel frustrated about things if you feel that you don't understand what's happening or how the communication is working. You might get a culture shock. But then when you learn things and you learn about the communication culture, then things even out and you learn things, and then your life goes on and you can work in a productive way, and hopefully you have learned new things. Maybe you have noticed something about how people communicate in your workplace, and maybe some of you are aware of this comic called Finnish Nightmares. It's about the Finnish man Matti, and it shows like how Matti feels in different situations. So Matti in the middle is having a nightmare because he has to work in pairs and he maybe doesn't want to work in pairs. This is Finnish humor. Or also, it's a nightmare situation if there is no coffee. You go to your workplace and there's no coffee. What do you do? But here we don't have that problem. I already had 3 cups of coffee, so I feel quite okay. Mites mä pääsen takas tänne? Tässä. Also, some people say that Finnish is, maybe it's difficult to interpret Finnish people because we don't use so many hand gestures or facial expressions. For example, in this picture, the Finnish man is saying, in the first slide, he says, rakastan sinua, I love you. And then the next one is, minulla on nälkä, I'm hungry. And the third one, painu helvettiin, go to hell, he still looks the same. So it might be difficult to interpret the expression. But on the other hand, we also speak with very few words often, so it makes it easy for you to understand Finnish and learn Finnish. For example, sometimes it's enough if you are just silent at the right moment. It's the good Finnish way to react. But in your everyday life and work life and also in the culture shock, it helps if you understand the communication culture around you. And language is an important part of the communication culture. Maybe you're wondering if you should learn Finnish. I know some people here know Finnish. But is there somebody who is thinking about learning? Well, hopefully in 10 minutes' time you think you want to learn Finnish. Of course, communication and language go always together. And knowing some Finnish can be very good for you for your everyday life. For example, if you want to know what you buy in the grocery shop, it helps you if you understand some Finnish. And when I say know Finnish, it doesn't mean that you have to speak fluently. Knowing Finnish can be just you can understand some words, for example, every here and there. That's why I was pleased that Pia was using some Finnish words in the middle of the presentation, because that way you get used to the language. Also, language is part of culture. For example, it's interesting maybe to understand that you can easily say that there is no word for please in Finnish, but it doesn't mean that we are not polite. We have other ways of expressing politeness. Then maybe some people come here for, let's say, 6 months, and you think that, okay, maybe I don't want to learn Finnish. But then it might happen that after 6 months you stay on, And maybe it's a good idea to start learning right away. It's when you are a newcomer and you're still motivated, you can start learning Finnish and then you integrate better. Also the university language policy. We have a language policy at the university and it says that all the staff should be able to understand what's happening, read documents and participate in meetings. And it often means that you can speak also English and you can read documents in English. But there is also a mention about learning Finnish. And it says that international employees are required to have at least developing basic skills in Finnish, A2-2 level. It doesn't maybe say anything to you, but A2-2 means that you're able to use Finnish in everyday situations. It's not academic skill in Finnish or not even working skill, but it means that you can handle everyday situations. And it also states within 3 years from the beginning of the employment relationship. So you still have time, but it's good to start right away. If you want to see the whole language policy or the plan for language policy, you can click these links. But I would not like to see this as an obligation, but rather as a right for you. So it means that you can talk to your line manager, for example, and ask to have in your work plan that you want to take a Finnish course, for example. And you can speak with your colleagues, like how you want to go about the language. You can tell them, for example, that I don't want to speak Finnish, I want to speak only English. Or you can say that I would like to learn Finnish and can you help me with that? And maybe sometimes speak a little bit Finnish with me. It's good to talk about these things because otherwise the other people don't know how you want to advance in your language studies. And we also want to help you in learning Finnish. So we offer courses. So I'm from Language Center, Kielikeskus, and so is Mikko there. And we have a lot of stuff for you. You can take, before you go from here, you can take brochures and candy. And then we also have reflectors so that you can survive. So you can take these when we finish. And the Language Center offers communication skill and language courses for the whole university, for both students and staff. And some of you have taken already some of our courses, for example, also courses for students. And the other link shows what kind of courses we offer for Finnish as a second language. But then on top of that, we have staff training courses. And the staff training courses are tailored for staff. It means that we have tried to put them in times that are more accessible for you, and also the courses are shorter because we know that often staff members have a lot of other work to do than study language. You also have to travel a lot, so these courses are shorter and they are easier to put to your timetable. And there's information about staff training in the weekly bulletin, the same thing that Pia mentioned. I just show you quickly what kind of staff training we have. So we have Finnish as a second language, but we also have English courses, for example, and other things, or other languages. So also, if you're interested in English courses, you can see our page. But I say a couple of words about Finnish language. So we have planned course modules. The first one is called Basic Finnish for staff members, and we have a course in Basic Finnish, which is 24 lessons every academic term. And the next one is starting tomorrow. Has anybody signed up for that course? Hyvä. And if somebody still wants to sign up, you can still do so. Or even if you don't have access to Korppi or something, you can just go to the first lesson. Also, if you're on the waiting list, you can still go there. So that's a course that tries to give you basic knowledge and also ideas how to continue using and studying Finnish after that. Then the other boxes here are different courses. It says, for example, group communication, campus communication, etc. These courses are short, 8 to 12 hours. We don't offer all of them all the time, but we try to offer two or three of them every year and on different levels. So, for example, this term we have basic Finnish, and when it's over in about 8 weeks, then or 6 weeks, then there will be another short course that you can continue on if you're interested. Then we have the little courses named with TE, it means support. So we have very short courses that help you. For example, one of these is pronunciation, and one of these is a self-study consultation. So if you're more interested in self-study. Because the thing is that when you learn a language, it doesn't help that you just go to a course and sit there. You also have to do self-study, but even more important, you have to use the language. And then you can think about ways how you can independently learn the language, but then also, for example, use it at your workplace with some departmental support. But departmental support also means that your department can help, can give you allocate hours for your language learning. Let's see what we have this semester. So I said that we have a basic Finnish course, which starts tomorrow. My colleague Jenni Hirvonen, is the teacher. Then when this one is over early March, then mid-March there is a course called From Finnish Small Talk to Conversation. It's meant for students who complete basic Finnish, and I'll be teaching that. Then we also have a Finnish pronunciation module. You can go there after basic Finnish. But you can also go there if you already know Finnish, because pronunciation you can learn on different levels. Then we have the consultation module that I mentioned about self-study. It will start 6th of February. It's only a two-lesson course, but we have a starting date, and then there will be also another meeting for this. And then we have a course called Expert Communication, which is on a higher level. So if you have studied Finnish before, you can go to this. If you want to learn Finnish, if you have already studied Finnish, like some people here have, you can also have a look at our student courses, if you can find something there. In the staff courses, we don't have exams, and you don't get credits. It's just for learning, yeah. But we don't have exams, but there will be like evaluation in the way that you get feedback from the teacher, and also ideas how you can self-evaluate your progress. So this is more about basic Finnish, because it starts tomorrow. So if you're interested, it would be good to be there the first time, because then that's when the teacher tells you about the course. So it's about 6 weeks. It's twice a week. It's Tuesdays from 8 to 10. When I say 8, it means quarter past 8. And it will be in X234, X234, which is the X building is... They're connected to the main building, not far from here. And then Wednesdays from 2 to 4. It's twice a week. And week 9 is the ski holiday, so then there is no course. Then everybody goes skiing. Do you have any questions about this? Okay. Mm. It's important to be part of the work community, but when to start, it's even more important maybe to be part of the whole culture, Finnish culture, and know your neighbors and know how to do your shopping, etc. I mentioned before that it's not, if you take a course of 24 hours, it's not so much, so you have to also use the language and find other ways to practice. So there is also a link for other courses. So there is a center in Jyväskylä called Gloria. It's a multicultural center, and they organize courses or discussion groups in Finnish, but they have also put up a list of learning possibilities in Jyväskylä. So if you want to find other kind of courses, you can also click this link. Then you can maybe think for yourself also, where could you practice your Finnish? Do you have colleagues or neighbors or friends or children, or maybe a dog you can speak Finnish to? And you also think in what kind of situations you could use Finnish, maybe in your everyday life and your workplace. Maybe you find a hobby where everybody speaks Finnish, and that's a good place to practice. And then if you're interested in self-study, maybe you already have good ideas how to study on your own. But if you don't, you can, or even if you do, you can still come to our consultation for Finnish language self-study, which starts that date, 6th of February, one day after Runeberry Day. That's the day when you don't get those cakes anymore. You can get those cakes until 5th of February. And then I also think it's a very good idea if you can put to use your Finnish right away. If you have just arrived here, it's very good, because you can say that, okay, I have been here for 2 weeks and I can already say one word of Finnish. You can impress your colleagues. And in case you don't know any words yet, I teach you now. So we will have the first lesson of Finnish in 1 minute. Okay. Let's try the first word. It's kiitos. Kiitos. Excellent pronunciation. You don't need a pronunciation course. Kiitos means thank you, but it also means please. So if somebody gives you something, you can say. And also if you order, for example, something, you can go to a cafe and you can say kahvi kiitos. Or anything else. Coca-Cola kiitos. Or champagne kiitos. Order like that. Then another good word is hyvä. Hyvä. Hyvä means anything positive. So if somebody is doing something well, you can say hyvä. Like I can tell you, hyvä, you're doing well. But you also use it in all different greetings, like good day, or have a good trip, or happy birthday. So hyvää päivää, or hyvää matkaa, hyvää syntymäpäivää. Who has heard the word already? And then the last one, this is very easy. Hey, what does it mean? It's hello. And then when you double it, you use it when you leave the place. Then you say, hey, hey. If you're Swedish, you know it. It's the same thing in Swedish. But in Finnish, we say hey. And in Swedish, you say hey. So the Finnish intonation is more stable. Hey. Okay, so if you're interested in learning Finnish from the start, you can join the basic Finnish course tomorrow. And then if you have already know Finnish, you can ask me questions or have a look in Korppi what other courses we have. But do you have any questions now? Mm-hmm. Mikko, do you have anything to add? Kiitos. Okay, joo. I have to go, unfortunately, because I go teaching another course. But kiitos ja hei hei.